每一个当下都是一个新的开始，好，所以今天其实上也是算是历史的一刻，我们第一次在这个地方啊，周日讲经。
We are creating history all the time, so today, this is the first time we use this temporary location, so you guys is all part of history.
我们的菩萨们都希望，原来所有的东西都能够进来。所以呢，我们也想办法让大家都能够满意。所以现在就是这样的格局，我们只能用这么小一个空间，但是我们希望我们的活动都能够持续进行。
Since we have a limited space, and also we try to fit everything we can fit it in here, so this is the current setup. And even though this place is small, but we still want to use this limited space and to learn Dharma and to practice Dharma.
好。我要特别介绍我的 translator 叫 Mina 唐，我好几次要说他都忘记，所以我今天把这张放在这个地方，特别要跟介绍一下 Mina。
Well, my name is Mina, so a lot of you guys know me.
我为什么这样讲？主要是因为你知道《华严经》哦，刚开始释迦牟尼佛他成佛之后，第一史讲《华严经》嘛，对吗？我们称为《华严史》。我们都说华严史啊，是讲诸佛菩萨的华藏世界，所以那个时候当下呢，其实有好多好多的大菩萨，甚至于天龙八部，应该说二圣圣人、天人等等很多很多人参加。可是呢，当下只有法身大士听得懂释迦牟尼佛在说什么。
Avatamsaka Sutra, and this is the first sutra after a Buddha achieved Buddhahood.And he expounding this sutra to many, many great bodhisattva and the eight part of the divas and then Pratyaka Buddha and Shuvakas at that time. But it's only great bodhisattva could understand this sutra.
但是我们今天既然在这个地方讲华严经，你想想看多么的不可思议。
And ironically, and in this new location, and we talk about Avatamsaka Sutra, this is really unbelievable, inconceivable.
你觉得我们是开悟了吗？
Do you think we all awaken?
我们都会笑嘛，哈，其实没有，对不对？可是问题就是说，我觉得修学佛法慢慢慢慢慢，那个叫日渐有功，日渐有功。
Even though we may not enlighten at this moment, but we practice gradually. It's like a drop in the water and a drop in the bucket. Every day you accumulate some, you accumulate some.
所以我在想说，像其实我后来翻了一下，我讲这个题目大概已经满两年了，从13年8月开始讲这个题目，到现在，我也觉得自己对华严经的感觉好像慢慢慢慢的能够了解一点点的那种精髓，但是并不能还没有办法完全了解。这种佛的境界。
We talk about this subject in almost 2 years, and since 2013 August, and we actually talk about this Avatamsaka Sutra, and after this 2 years in lecture, and slowly I start getting understanding and about this sutra, but we still trying to understand the state of the Buddha.
我希望我没有误导你们了。
I hope I did not misguide you guys.
所以我会就是更认真的，其实我要跟大家讲，昨天晚上我还真的睡不着，做梦梦到说我上来讲，今天讲不行，讲到我不晓得在讲什么东西。可是你知道那个心里有压力有多大了。
I will try my best and to guide you into the right way. And actually, and I always nervous.And the matter of fact, last night, and I had a nightmare, and I woke up 3 o'clock, and I thought, and my mind just went totally blank. I don't know what I'm going to talk about today.
其实我应该说讲课讲时间很长，大概从来没有这样子做梦梦到这样子，所以我就知道说那个华严经的那个华藏世界其实是非常殊胜的。
Actually, I have been teaching.For quite a while, and I never have this kind of nightmare. And but for this wondrous, Avatamsaka Sutra, and I really, really want to try my best and to share with you.
好，那我们今天就开始今天讲的寻找善知识。
Now we're going to start to talk about looking for good advisors.
应该说是入华见品。
Okay. The chapter is entering the Dharma realm.
好。Okay, 好。那我们现在大家请合掌，我们一起来念开经偈。
Join the palm.
The suppressed, profound, and subtle Dharma is difficult to encounter in hundreds and millions of eons. Now I see, hear, and uphold it. I vow to fathom the true meaning of the Tathagatas. 谢谢，阿弥陀佛。好，我要讲说这个华严经哈，它为什么跟其他经典不一样？其实它有，尤其是在后面这个部分，这我们这个这部分在华严经里面叫入法界品。其实它是华严经，尤其是八十华严的话，它是六十一品之后到八十品，这个地方是讲这个部分寻找善知识。那寻找善知识呢，我们发现它有四个很重要的 factor， 四个。第一个就是善财童子。好，我想知道善财童子。善财童子呢，他当初有因缘受到文殊师利菩萨的起引发之后呢，他发了菩提心。发了菩提心之后，善财童就文殊菩萨就带着他去参，开始引导他去参访善知识。然后在善知识到最后的时候，就是导归到普贤菩萨的行愿。所以这个华严经要是没有普贤菩萨的行愿这个部分的话，它就会跟其他经典完全一样。所以这四个元素其实是应该是说入法界品或者寻找善知识的四个非常重要的因素。
Why this Avatamsaka Sutra is different from other sutras? And so if we look at the 80 chapter Avatamsaka Sutra, and from chapter 61 to 80 on is this entering Dharma realm. And this entering Dharma realm and has four element or four main factor of this entering Dharma realm chapter. The first of all is Sudana. And because the Bodhisattva Manjushri and a guy introduced Sudana and to looking for the good knowing advisors. And then because of that, he gave a rise to Bodhi Mai. And so after one after another visiting of good advisors, and then and finally lead to a Bodhisattva Samantabhadra as a conduct involved. And that's the key point into the end. If without this Samantabhadra as a conduct involved, and this Avatamsaka Sutra, just like any other sutra, there's no difference.
善财童子发了菩提心之后，其实就是发了一个大悲心之后，为什么？只是为了希望能够解脱我们生死这个缠缚，然后呢来成就菩提道。所以其实上不发菩提心是没有办法来解决自己的那个生死的缠缚，也没有办法往内证到自证自己的菩提。所以自证菩提之后，而且去行普贤菩萨的行愿之后，最后就能够成佛。
When Sudana and give a rise to Bodhi mind, and it's just merely and give a rise to great compassion mind. The great compassion mind, why is that? Because he want to resolve the intertwining bondage of the birth and death. So, and also to perfect and the Bodhisattva's path, and then to accomplish the complete Buddha fruition. So regardless of what kind of challenge and even toward birth and death and challenge, so he still want to go through visiting all the good advisor to accomplish. And to accomplish or not, the key point is really the Bodhi mind.
这张佛的照片哈，跟大家分享，其实上这是我自己对自己的期许，希望自己呢在到成佛之际的时候能够认真修行菩提心，然后持戒清净，内外透彻，净如琉璃。这是我对自己的期许，所以这张是我自己未来的那个佛的像。
And you can see in the picture, and this crystal clear and a Buddha statue. Actually, this is the expectation toward myself. And I want to practice and hard and diligently And then finally, when I reach the goal like this Buddha, inside and outside is clear and crystal, like a crystal.
好， 这是说这四个 factor， 然后到最后我们行普贤菩萨行愿之后，然后就能够成佛。另外我们刚刚谈到说啊，尤其是八十华严前面的六十卷，其实上就像百川一样，慢慢最后汇入到这个最后面这个入法界品，就像一个大海一样，所以百川汇入大海。
The first 60 chapters of Avatamsaka Sutra is like a myriad of a river, small streams and river, and going into the ocean. This ocean is the entering the Dharma realm.
从百川汇入大海之后，最后就能够证到，就入住好一真法界。
And after all this myriad of rivers and entering the ocean, and the final goal is the Dharma realm of the one reality.
所以一真法界其实也就是成佛。
And this is to achieve Buddhahood.
所以它是结果是一样的。
It is the same result, same destination.
所以我在班提出来，就是我们会不但谈到这个善财童子的五十三参，寻找善智的过程里面，这四个因素很重要，然后最后就是回归到普贤菩萨行愿，回归到大海之后，希望能够成佛。
So this is the four main factor and of entering the Dharma realm, and body, mind, and good advisors, and finally, and Samantha Bhadra's conduct and vows, and is going into the ocean, and the final goal is the Dharma realm of the one reality.
好，之前我们讲到第27参，就是参访观世音菩萨，我想大家应该还有点记得。
Before we our last visit advisor and was the 27th advisor, which is Bodhisattva Avalokiteshvara.
好，观世音菩萨，我想大家对他都非常的熟悉，所以观世音菩萨的他的特色就是呈现一个大悲、平等、自在，而且普门示现。我想大家知道，就普门示现。所以观世音菩萨讲说，我用这个菩萨大悲的这个行门呢，平等教化的一切众生，相续不断。所以这是佛的愿行。
We all familiar with Bodhisattva Avalokiteshvara, and he demonstrate great compassion, equality, self-mastery, universal gateway of manifestation.And he, by means of this Bodhisattva's conduct door of great compassion, with impartiality, and I equally teach and transform all living beings continually without stop.
我们知道观世音菩萨他在这个布施的部分，重要最重要的是无畏施嘛，好，你知道吗？无畏施。
And the most important about this.Bodhisattva Avalokiteshvara, and she do a lot of giving. The giving is the fearless giving.
好，所以那时候我们对这个参的最后的结论是说，同体大悲观自在。
The conclusion of visiting Bodhisattva Avalokiteshvara is the one who contemplates free and at ease, possessing great compassion arising from oneness, practice great compassion from oneness.One is free and at ease.
好，这个地方呢，我要对这个同体这两个字再做一点点的解释。
I'm going to explain a little more about this phrase, possessing a great compassion arising from oneness.
十方法界的三世一切佛共同一个法身，这个就叫同体。
That is, first of all Buddhas throughout the 10 directions of the past, present, and future are the same Dharma body, Dhammakaya.
然后我们认为说一切众生跟我是一个生命体，这个也是同体。
And secondly, all sentient beings and self is the same one life.
其实我们现在不容易，我们常常就是身外之物就是别人的嘛，可是你当你那个心出来的时候，众生跟我是同一个人的时候，那你就是同体的观念。
This is not easy. Normally, and we are treated, whoever is outside of me, that's somebody else, that's nothing to do with me. But you want to have the mindset, myself and then others is the same, it's the one life.
好，只要我们认为说，肯定一切的众生就是自己。当下的每一念那么清净的时候，就是证得所谓的清净法身。这个清净法身就是成佛。
The third is affirm all sentient beings in Dharma realm throughout the space is self. That is our own current thought of a self nature. That is attain the pure Dharma body. To attain the pure Dharma body is to achieve the Buddhahood.
为什么我今天特别谈到这个同体？因为这个观念在后面的几忏里面特别一直不断的呈现这样的一个观念出来。众生就跟我是相同的，用这样的观念来照顾众生，其实就照顾自己。这样的话就是诸佛菩萨，于是后面那些大菩萨们，他们成佛的因都是因为这样的观念。
Why I specially bring out this topic and this title, because on the continue on, and many good advisors, and they all have this attitude, and all sentient being is, and myself is one life. If I benefit sentient beings, I actually benefit myself, and that it will lead to achieving the Buddhahood.
这张好是把53站全部在里面，我想字很小哈，但是我想跟菩萨没关系，重点是这个淡绿色这个部分是我们已经参过的，我们已经参了27参了，后面从28到53这个是我们还没有参的。
I know this might be small. This is all the 53 good teachers, and we entering Dharma Round chapter. And so with the green color, we already visit those good teachers. And in the blue, and it's
dark green.
It's dark green. I'm sorry. Dark green is the one we are going to visit.
但是呢，因为今年到年底之前，我还有包括今天有六次的周日讲经哦，我希望这六次把这个地方讲完。你们觉得不太可能嘛？对吗？哈。
But toward the end of year, I have six more lectures, and I want to finish in this entering the Dharma Round chapter. So, do you think it's possible?
其实是我希望说大家都赶快参完之后，赶快去成佛，这样最好，不要再拖了。
Why it sounds like I'm in a rush, and I want to take all of you to visit and the rest of the teacher, so and you guys can achieve Buddhahood sooner.
重点是从28参应该从29开始齁，一直到39，这边有11位都是天神类，所以我们只选了一位，就是这个37，我们今天要谈他的。
And from teacher 29 to 39, and they all nice spirits. So we only choose one spirit. This is what we're going to talk about today.
然后呢，接着我会讲一个人叫做瞿波。瞿波他是什么？他其实上是释迦牟尼佛的三个妃子之中的其中一位。
And then now, next I'm going to talk about the number 40, teacher number 40, and Shakyan Lady Gopa. Shakyan Lady Gopa actually is one of the three concubines of Buddha.
然后另外我会谈谈摩耶夫人。摩耶夫人，你们认识她是谁吗？释迦牟尼佛的母亲，对吗？是。
And then after that, we're going to talk about Lady Maya. And do you know who's Lady Maya?And she is Buddha's mother.
好，另外我谈那个叫做善知众议亲子。
And next is the youth who well know the multitude of skills.
好，这个部分呢，我自己一直很想了解这样，因为他，假如说你有因缘哈，去读华严经的时候，后面有那个什么，有那个他那个特别的唱腔的那个部分，实际上就是这个童子，他因为善财童子参访他之后。所呈现出来的，所以它是一个非常特殊的一部分。
And why we particularly pick this youth? And in the Avatamsaka Sutra, and on the back, and there's a very, very special way to chant and to recite the sutra. And where this coming from? It's coming from this youth. And literally, this youth and created this special way of reciting, chanting.
好，最后有三位，就是弥勒菩萨，叫慈氏菩萨、文殊师利菩萨跟普贤菩萨。
And the last three is Bodhisattva Maitreya, and then Bodhisattva Manjushri, and then Bodhisattva Samantabhadra.
这边很特殊哈、哦，文殊菩萨不是刚开始就是带领善财童子去参访的吗？对，他那时候只是带领他， 后来到这个地方的时候，特别又去参访文殊师利菩萨。
And Bodhisattva Manjushri is very special. In the beginning, when Sudana and ready to in the beginning it was Bodhisattva Manjushri and lead Sudana to visit the 53 teachers. And then on the end, and he come back to revisit a Bodhisattva Manjushri again.
好，最后一个一定是普贤菩萨了。从文殊师利菩萨的解开始。到普贤菩萨的行，那这个参访，这个路上就非常的圆满。
And of course, and the last one is Bodhisattva Samantabhadra. And from the beginning, and Sudana and try to understand and these teachers' teaching and their special Dharma door is all on the understanding part, is the studying part. On the end, and when he revisit Bodhisattva Samantabhadra, is he already put all these teaching into action.
好，这个五十三参的这个次序哈，在日本。的日本 那个部分，他们对五十三参的次序跟在我们在汉地是不一样的。在日本那个地方呢，他把文殊师利菩萨的参访当成第一参，所以整个次序往后拉，所以这个地方他在这个地方就没有文殊师利菩萨。他在汉地的时候把文殊菩萨放在五十二参，所以要是你们去看那个经文，就会有一点点不一样。
And the order of these good teachers and in Japan is different.They put visiting Bodhisattva Manjushri as first. In here, we put it on the end, on the 52nd teacher. And this is actually started this way in the Han Dynasty.
好，那我们接着开始来看呢。今天我们来参访就是开敷一切树花叶神。
And the teacher we're going to visit today is the nice spirit, blessing all trees, flowers.
好。那善财童子呢，他离开前面一个善知识之后呢，很有趣，他一参访完毕之后呢，他就进入一个叫做甚深自在的妙音解脱门，他就对他的修行上不断的增进，然后他就开始往下走，要去参访这个开敷一切树花叶神。
At that time, upon entering the Bodhisattva liberation of a wondrous sound of profound self-mastery,Sudana cultivated and advanced in it. Then he went to where the nice spirit blessing all trees, flowers was.
好，这个叶神呢，为什么我们特别要去参访他？因为这个叶神他发了大愿，一切众生在太阳下山了之后，全部都要回家，希望在那个回家路上呢，这个叶神能够保护他们，让他们一切能够安乐。所以这个叶神发了这么大的愿，他是非常特殊的。
Why so special about this nice spirit? This spirit actually give a great vow. And after sun setting, everybody is on the way to going home. So he actually is secretly and to protect and all living beings and to get home safely. So this is his great vow.
你有没有夜间回家会觉得很害怕的事情？有没有？你们有没有这样的经验吗？有哈。但是实际上就有这样子，夜神专门在保护的，他发了这样大愿。等一下我们再继续谈他。
Have you ever go home at a dark at night and you actually scare? And this nice spirit actually is around us, protecting us in the dark night to get home safely.
好，善财童子呢来到这个夜神的地方的时候，他就在一个阁楼上，那个当然是非常殊胜庄严，然后有一个非常庄严的狮子座。上面呢，然后百万夜神，你要知道晚上夜神有多少吗？是百万哦，非常多非常多非常夜神，它围绕在这个大夜神的周围。
Sudana saw this nice spirit situated inside a pavilion of a fragrant trees of many jewels upon a lion throne fashioned from wondrous gems. A million nice spirit were circumambulating her.
好，那善财童子呢？看到这个菩萨之后，他同样的问题是：我已经发了菩提心了，我怎么样学菩萨行，修菩萨道？意思是我怎么样才能够走趋向普贤菩萨的行愿
？So the question and Sudana always asks the teacher is, I have already brought forth the resolve for Anuttara Samyak Sambodhi. And how a bodhisattva study a bodhisattva's conduct to cultivate the bodhisattva's way, I still don't know.
好，我想这个问题他从头开始就是问了，表示他发了菩提心之后，怎么样修菩萨行，怎么样能够去向普贤菩萨的行愿，圆满这个佛道而能够成佛。
Sudana asks this question to every single teacher, and to study bodhisattva's conduct and to cultivate the bodhisattva way, and then finally and get to Samantabhadra's conduct involves.
好，那这个夜神就跟他讲，你看我们讲到夜神的密护，他是 secret protection。好，他怎么说？他说善男子啊，我在这个娑婆世界的时候，太阳已经下山了，然后呢？莲花池的莲花合起来了，这个时候呢，每一个人大家基本上都已经外面游荡完毕了，要回家了。
And so this nice spirit said to Sudana, good man, in this Saha world, after sun has set and the lotus flower has closed, when a crowd of people come to a pause in their travels and wanders around.
好，他继续说，他说呢，我看到一件很多人在山边啊水边啊城市里面啊旷野中啊等等这些众生呢他们都发心我希望都发心让他们能够安住回到他们的地方住所他说我今天密护他们得到正道回到他们家能够安安全回到家然后夜宿能够安乐
And the nice spirit continued, if I see living beingssituated in various places, such as the mountain, in the water, the city, or the wilderness, who desire to return to their dwellings, their home, and I secretly protect all of them.
我觉得这个地方对这个处所这个两个字，我觉得我们要更进一步去讨论它。这个处所，我们可以看到说是家嘛，哈。另外一个是回到心灵的地方。心灵的处所安住在这个真相真如这个心灵处所里面
And I want to explain further about these dwellings and we can say our physical home and then also and we want to say it's in the home in our mind and we want to staying we want to abiding in the true suchness
安住在我们这个心灵的处所
andsecretly and abiding in our mind of a true suchness.
所以他是夜，就是密护他们，秘密的保护他们。然后另外下面往下讲，他怎么教菩萨去修行。好。
And the nice spirit secretly protect all living beings. And next, and he's going to teach Sudana how to practice.
他说：“我看到这些众生呢，盛年好色，这个色不只是那个男女色，其实是好物欲。”这个色是有形有相的东西嘛？我们看有形这样的东西，对着外面的外界的东西非常的好要，然后呢，而且放逸、骄慢，就是骄傲啊、放逸啊、任性啊、五欲、放逸。他说呢，我就为他们示现老病死相，让他们恐怖心，然后离诸恶趣。
And he starts, and good man, if there's a living beings who in their prime are possessed of a fine physical feature, who become conceited, indulgent, and lax, amusing themselves with the five desires. These five desires is like arrogance, lax, disobedient, willful, those kind of desires. I manifest for them the marks of old age, sickness,and death, and cause them to give rise to apprehension and to renounce and separate from all evil. And I also praise the different kind of gurus and urge them to cultivate them.
Okay, 好，这个无意就讲贪嗔痴慢疑，我想大家可以知道了。然后另外他就说，看到众生有善根的时候，我就赞叹他，希望他能够继续修行。
And we already know these five desires, greed, hatred, and ignorance, and arrogance, and then suspicion. And then he caused them to give a rise to separate from all evils, and also praise the different kind of gurus and urge them to cultivate them.
所以现在看到那个老病死其实是菩萨视线，对吗？我们师父不是讲过吗？对吗？是不是救苦救难的是菩萨，然后呢受苦受难的是大菩萨呀？对。
And the mark of old age, sickness, and death actually is the, also the manifestation of a bodhisattva. And Sifu also and talk about it. And so the one alleviate the suffering is bodhisattva. And the one going through the suffering actually is a greater bodhisattva.
好，然后这是他另外就是他也告诉他们怎么样。他说我也发愿让众生能够修十波罗蜜法。
And also he say, I also cause all living beings to abide in the bodhisattva's 10 paramitas.
然后呢，我也教他们怎么样发起大悲心，然后学大圣行。
And I also teach them to give rise to great compassion and to abide in the great vehicle, which is Mahayana, to cultivate the bodhisattva's dharmas and the way.
所以这个业神不只是自利利他，也希望众生能够自利利他。
This nice spirit is not only benefit herself and also benefit sentient beings, but also he want to teach sentient beings benefit themselves and then benefit others.
好，所以很多菩萨说晚上听到什么声音啊，有什么东西啊，其实你就把它当成大菩萨就好了嘛，对吗？是不是这样子？可以吗？可以哈。Okay.
And some people may say, oh, you know, I heard some strange noise and at night time. So when you encounter that situation, you just treat it as a nice spirit, and that's it.
对，他就是在护持我们的嘛，哈，来庇护我们的，让我们夜间能够安乐，然后安住，然后好好的睡一觉，明天早上再起来，就是又是一个好的一天。
That's actually this nice spirit, secretively and protect us and to help us and around us, and so we can get a good night rest.
好，刚刚这个夜神讲了这么多东西，他想说我是庇护菩萨，而且教菩萨怎么帮助怎么修行。他说我这个法门呢，这个法门叫做菩萨生出广大喜，光明解脱法门。
We said it before about this nice spirit, how does she secretively and protect living beings and teach sentient beings how to benefit self and others. And the Dharma door of this bodhisattva is bodhisattva liberation door of production, the light of a vast great happiness.
好，我想听到这样一个 title， 我想你不晓得做什么。他就这个那个善财童子问了，请问你这个法门，你的境界是怎么样？到底是个什么状态
？So this is a long name of the Dharma door. So that's why Sudana was asking, and what's the state of this Dharma door? What's it like?
他说我这个法门的境界是小事。我能够知道如来就是佛，一切佛不是只有一尊佛，一切佛普摄众生巧善巧的方便智，善巧方便的智慧，就是说我这个法门能够知道诸佛菩萨怎么样来摄受一切众生的善巧方便的智慧。
The nice spirit and told Sudana, from entering this liberation, I can comprehend the knowledge of a skillful expedientwith which the dust come one universally gathers the living beings. This is not only one Buddha, only one dust come one, it's all the dust come one.
Okay, 好。所以接着下面呢，他举两个例子。用一个是当下的世尊，就是释迦牟尼佛。另外呢，他用谁？用譬如真那佛。释迦牟尼佛是化身佛，对吗？应化世间的。譬如真那佛是法身佛。他在讲这两尊不同的，应该说是同一尊佛，但不同的佛，他所示现他们的境界是怎么一回事。
And following this nice spirit is going to give two examples. One is Shakyamuni Buddha. Shakyamuni Buddha is the transformation, the body of, has the transformation body. And another one is Varichana or Buddha, and he is the Buddha's of a Dharma body.
好，他讲，他说释迦牟尼佛在往昔行菩萨道的时候，是菩萨的时候呢。他说见到众生执着这个我跟我有一个能所这个二元对立的时候呢，他说呢，常常众生就因为这样的，他们在无明当中，然后呢有种种的邪见。
When the world honor one was the Bodhisattva in the past, he saw how all living beings are attached to self and that which belong to self, which is the subject itself and the object and it's a, whatever the belong to the self. So has this subject object dualities. So when they dwell in ignorance, enter the dense forest of manifold views.
什么叫做能所？比如说，这个杯子是我的，谁都不可以拿走。这样子是不是有能所？有，对吗？对。比如说，我的家庭、我的同修、我的孩子、我的钱、我的名利、我的事业等等，这就是我们所谓的能所。当然，这个应该是我们从小被训练出来。可是慢慢你学佛了，这东西其实是当下的因缘所生法聚集而成的东西。你可以看到从有当中看到空，看到那个离相。我们就只是说，我们只是当下拥有它、使用它而已。但是你还要知道，当这个东西破了、坏的时候，你就要应该要放手了。
So what is this, this is subject and object duality? For example, this cup, and this is cup is my cup, and I think this cup belongs to me. And then also we can say my family and my friend, my fame.And my wealth, my money, and all that, and it belongs to me. So I is the subject, and whatever this belonging is, this, subject. No, it's the object. So it's this duality. And all these belongings is because the cause and condition come together, so I own them. So while I'm owning them, and I'm from here, I see when one day all these is going to be gone, going to be perished, and I will not and form attachment.
而且我们这个无明是无始无明，一出生就有无明。哎，所以这个无始无明让我们有这个虚空世界，哈，还有一个人我对象都有，所以这个无明是其实是不容易破的。
And this ignorance arising from the time without beginning. So it came a long, long, long time, very deeply rooted. And because of this ignorance, the world and the space and around us and form.
好，所以他看到众生这样有这个执着、这个能所，而且这么无明、种种邪见的时候呢，还有众生呢为这个贪爱。贪所捆缚，然后呢，愤怒、愚痴、兼贪，还有生死轮回、贫穷困苦，所以众生因为这样子，所以他生生世世都没有办法遇到佛、遇到菩萨。
Because this deeply rooted ignorance and then subject-object duality, and these sentient beings are bounded by greed and love, are damaged by rage and anger.They are confused by stability and fettered by stinginess and jealousy. Revolving in birth and death, they are poor, destitute, and embroiled in anguish. They cannot meet, that means cannot perceive or recognize the Buddha's and Bodhisattva's teachings.
假如说你今天是一尊菩萨，哦，佛，看到众生这样，你会起什么样的心？你会起什么心？慈悲心、悲悯心，对吗？会不会想要有救度众生的心？会的，会的。
Assuming you are a Buddha or a Bodhisattva, when you see sentient beings and going through all these kind of sufferings, and what would you do? You probably would give a rise in great compassion mind and empathy, and you want to help them to alleviate the suffering, right?
所以他同样的，他说当那个当看到师尊看到这个现象的时候呢， 其实同样的，他其实讲他自己，他说这个我也发起这样大悲心，我希望能够利益一切众生，那发起看众生像自相看到自己一样，所以我得到那个佛菩萨的加持心之后，我现大神变，然后呢普施一切众生，让众生在念念当中都能够横转法轮，而且众生能够利益众生，念念之中得到普贤菩萨的行愿，要示现一切佛的现象。
So, because I see all these sentient beings and going through all these calamity, all this suffering, so I give a great vow. I want to separate them from attachment toward manifold of events and not having greed and or defilement toward all states and being stingy with anything of one's own and not wishing for any results and then having envy or longing for any kind of a splendor or glory and all these kind of mind. And then he wanna try to help sentient beings to alleviate from that and then and help them and teach them and to turn Dharma wheel.
就是意思说，释迦牟尼佛当初在行菩萨道看到这个现象，他会发这样的心。我这个夜神，我看到众生这样，我也发这样的心。他就是学释迦牟尼佛，所以他知道释迦牟尼佛知道佛如来的一切智慧，所以他也同样发起同样的一个心。
Because this nice spirit and knows about and what Shakyamuni Buddha and give rise to this compassion mind to help alleviate sentient beings' suffering. And so this nice spirit and want to do the same, and he give great vows and to help and all these sentient beings' suffering.
所以我们就知道说，其实我们现在感受这种快乐，其实诸佛菩萨的加持。不是只是自己的善根而已，是诸佛菩萨的加持力。
So we want to know, we should know, and every time we experience a happiness, and it's really and because all the Buddha and the Bodhisattvas protection and all the cause and condition comes right together, so we will be able to have the happiness.
好，另外呢，我这个法门呢，我也能够意念，譬如这道佛。这个佛呢，往昔在修菩萨行的时候，他所看到的一切现象，他所做的一切行为，他的智慧，我都能够了解。
And the second is Varichina Buddha, and so the nice spirit say from entering the liberation of producing the light of a vast great happiness, I recollect and completely.And clearly see the ocean of a bodhisattva's conduct and cultivate in the past by Varachana thus come one.
好，所以你看他，我刚刚讲的时候，他这个是入一切诸佛菩萨的这种智慧法门，所以他提了两个，一个是释迦牟尼佛，一个是法身佛，他们的重要，我都能够意念到，而且能够知道怎么样去帮助众生。
We talk about it in this Dharma door and over this nice spirit. So the nice spirit gave two examples about Shakyamuni Buddha and then Buddha, Varachina Buddha.
他说讲，譬如真道佛在过去世的时候修菩萨行的时候，看到众生不修功德，没有智慧，执着这个我所的时候，这个无明障蔽，说我也来帮助他们。
And this nice spirit says, in the past, when the dust come one Varachina, cultivating the bodhisattva conduct in this way, he saw all living beings do not cultivate merit and virtue, are devoid of wisdom. They are attached to a self and that which belongs to a self. And they are obstructed by the cataract of ignorance.
好，他说呢。众生呢不只是这样子，而且呢众生都不思为正之见，入这种邪见，在生死当中轮回受种种的苦。
That's not the only thing and they were suffering from, and they also all the living beings and then failed to have a proper considerations and enter the many kinds of deviant views. They do not recognize cause and effect.They follow along with the karma of afflictions, fall into the deep pit of the perilous difficulty of a birth and death, and undergo various different kind of luminous sufferings.
我看到这个地方，我想起来了，其实我们自己也不是，我们可能生生世世 佛都要救度我们，我们都没有因缘被佛救度，其实这都是我们的现象，对吗？邪见啊，烦恼啊，生死轮回啊，种种的苦啊，以苦为乐，其实那个时候佛就要救度我们，只是我们自己没有因缘救度，甚至佛帮助我们的时候，我们又觉得说我其实我还很欢喜啊，这个地方其实还不错的。
And every time I saw this and I started pondering on, and actually we are like that, and life after life and life after life, and Buddha want to help us and save us and alleviate us from suffering.And from the deviant view and from the karma of afflictions and then the samsara of a person's death. But in a lot of times we say, well, I'm happy here. I don't really need help and I'm enjoying the suffering literally.
Okay, 好。所以呢他就说我就发看到众生这样我也发起大悲心。我觉得来修一切的波罗蜜行其实是自己修就是刚才前面讲的帮助众生修十波罗蜜。让众生呢能够而且赞叹众生的善根，让他能够安住在善根当中，然后呢远离生死贫穷的苦。这个贫穷不是物质的贫穷哦，是心理的贫穷。
And the nine spirits say, I have given rise to the a mind of a great compassion and thoroughly cultivate the conduct of all paramita. And this is not only for himselfAnd then also, he helped all the sentient beings and do the same. And for all living beings, I praise and love firm and solid good roots. And I cause them to abide securely and to separate from anguish of a birth and death, of a poverty and destruction. This poverty is not material poverty. It's our mind.
看到这个要修多少时间？要修多少时间？所以呢，他就说，我就看上面讲，他要跟众生讲很多很多东西啊，怎么样？刚才讲说什么叫因跟果啊，什么叫业报啊？叫说众生怎么样舍离这个诸恶啊，让安住在菩萨的智慧当中。
You can see, and this is a long practice, and he spent a very very long time to practice. He also And I proclaim for them and the various kind of a door of cause and effect. I spoke for them of how karmic retributions do not contradict each other. I caused them to renounce and separate from all evils. Moreover, for their sake, I praise the Dharma that say the way of attending toward all wisdom.I caused them to give rise to conduct of all wisdom, and I caused them to securely abide in Bodhisattva's wisdom.
当我在读华严经的时候，我觉得华严经呢，它的描述非常的细腻，它想描述到非常细腻，我就发现自己心很粗，读它的时候说哇，刚开始觉得它为什么这么繁琐，后来发现不是，是佛非常的看到每一个细的东西，所以你发现很多文字好像重重复复，其实不是，是每一个东西、每一个状况就讲得非常的清楚。
In the beginning, when I read Avatamsaka Sutra, and the more I read, and the more I understand, and this sutra describes everything in the very, very clear detail.And in the beginning, we may think it's keeping doing the repetition, it's repeating the same thing. And actually, it's not, because the Buddha's mind is really, really fine and very detail-oriented. So he described every single situation in every single detail. That's why we see a lot of description. It seems repetitive, but it's not.
所以我想说，也就是因为当初释迦牟尼佛在开始在这样说的时候，很多众生根本听不懂，因为太细了，太细的东西了。
And then also, in the beginning, when Buddha's expounding this Avatamsaka Sutra, a lot of sentient beings and could not comprehend, could not understand. It is because then Buddha has described every single situation in great detail, and living beings just cannot understand.
好，那刚刚叶神跟他谈到释迦牟尼佛的状态，谈到譬如这样的状态的时候，善男童子就吓一跳，问他说：“请问你发菩提心多久啊？你说这个好吗？修多久了呢
？”So After this night spirit described all this, and Sudana actually was pretty surprised, so he asked night spirit, Sage V1, how long has it been since you brought forth the result for Anuttarak Samyak Sambodhi?
你们猜发多久？修多久？请问你们说，只要你看到这个地方，你一定有个答案嘛？你一定有 answer。请问你认为他修多久了？
How long you think this nice spirit is practice?
读经不能完全这一并的接受啊，你一定有很多问题。看到这个地方的时候，你认为他修多久了
？So when you read sutra, it's not only you reading it. You want to have some questions saying, how long this nice spirit actually practice this dharma door?
好，你们有答案吗？告诉我。
Do you have an answer?
没有答案。多久修要修多久？我们修多久？我们认为我们很有修行了，对不对？就跟着师父三十年，我很有修行了。
So we may think, we are great practitioner. Yeah, I've been following 师父 for over 30 years, and that's a long period of time. But how long actually this night spirit been practiced this dharma door?
好，我们看来讲。
Okay, we'll continue to see.
他说，善男子啊，这个地方是难信、难知、难解、难入然说的，一切世间跟二圣圣人根本没有办法知道到底有多久。
So, the nice spirit told Sudana, good man, this is a point which is very difficult to believe, to know, to understand, to enter, and to explain. Neither those in the world nor those of the two vehicles, which are Pratyaka Buddha and Shivakas, are able to know it.
好，那就问了，为什么呢？为什么？为什么是这样子的呢？好，他说呢，因为啊，主要是因为这个境界太深奥了。他说呢，他修的时间非常的长，长到没有办法去量化它。他说这个境界是语言道断，没有办法说清楚的，所以一切世间二圣圣人完全没办法去说它。所以呢，这个是如来诸佛菩萨的智慧境界，一切菩萨都不能知道，更不要说众生了。你不要说二圣圣人，连天人都没有办法知道的。
Sudana asked, why? Why is this? Why? So, the nice spirit told him, this is a state of a wisdom of the Thus Come One. And, even all the Buddhas, even all the Bodhisattva are not able to fathom it. How much less or any other living beings? And this is cannot use words and or anything to express and to be able to explain.
我们说修行要说多久？三期百劫，对吗？是三当二生期劫，百劫修相好，其实就是不断不断的、不断不断的修行，修六度波罗蜜。其实修六度波罗蜜当中，自利利他，帮助众生，连。不是只是告，不是我们诸佛菩萨都是这样修出来的，诸佛菩萨都是这样，就这个告诉你，这个是诸佛菩萨的智慧，我们没办法知道，其实就是不断的修行，不断的修行，不断的修行。
So how long actually we need practice? And then a lot of time we say three asankhya kalpas, and then many kalpas, and then we practice six paramitas.And it's not only we practice this way, all the Buddhas and Bodhisattva practice this way. So, and they already reached a level we cannot comprehend, we cannot understand. And that's how long they've been practiced.
但是他讲一句话，他说今天呢，我是乘着这个诸佛菩萨的加持力量，我今天就是要把这个方法说出来，来帮助，今天就是善财童子来访问他，对不对？善财童子想知道，所以我是利用诸佛菩萨加持力，我希望今天我能够把这个方法跟善财童子说出来。
Since it cannot be explained and cannot use words to express, and so, but because since Sudana come to visit this nice spirit, and because that the protection power and from all the Buddhas and Bodhisattva, and today.I will explain this Dharma door to you clearly.
好，他要讲。好，我们就开始讲。我们讲叫做本身故事。你还知道什么叫本身故事吗？ 佛的过去生修行叫本生故事，可是菩萨过去修行我们叫本事故事，对吧？我想大家知道，就是在我们讲说三藏十二部经的时候，就是有一种叫本生或叫本事。
Now we're going to talk about the past and course and condition. And there's a lot of story in the sutra and the Buddha's past course and condition, how he practiced. And then all the bodhisattva, how they practice.
好，这个地方呢，我一定要把这段文字秀出来。这个就是经文原来讲说，过去很久很久很久很久以前，有一个世界海。你说好，还有世界海这样的名词，它叫做普光明真经摩尼山世界海。世界像海这么多，你没办法想象吧？这么多世界海里面有一尊，有一尊佛出世，那个佛的名字叫做普照法界智慧山极尽威德王佛。然后那尊佛呢，他那个地方在那个世界海里面的地方有一个城市叫做坚固妙宝庄严云灯城。那个城呢，周边是一万个大城围绕。然后那个时候，阎浮提人的寿命是一万岁。你看这些文字，你几乎没办法想象那到底是个什么样的状态。可是这个就是《华严经》里面讲的东西。
This slide is from the sutra directly.In the ancient past, in a sea of a world, can you imagine what's a sea of a world? So it's only not one world, it's a sea of a world, and it cannot even be counted and immeasurable. And there was a world sea called Universally Bright True Gold Many Mountain. A Buddha appeared, named Universally Illuminating the Dharma Realm with the Mountain.The king of a still and quiet, awesome virtue. There is a capital city called Lamp of the Cloud, adorned by solid wondrous gem, which was surrounded by 10,000 great cities. The citizen of a Jambudvipa and had a lifespan of 10,000 years. This is all kind of...Seat of a world and the many, many great cities and many, many lifespan of years. And it's inconceivable and cannot be imagined. But this is what precisely Avatamsaka Sutra talk about.
人寿可不可能一万岁？可不可能？不可能吗？你们摇头啊。啊，来，觉得可能举手。哦，好，觉得不可能的举手。哇，你们都没有读过那个贞节跟简节吗？人寿从十岁，对不对？每一百年增加一岁，可以增加到几岁？八万四千岁，你们忘记了，对吗？当简节的时候，也是一百年减少一岁，减到十岁，对吗？这个一来一回，叫做一个小节，你忘记了吗？所以可不可能一万岁？当然可能。当然可能，只是因为我们众生眼光太短浅了，我们的生命都很短，所以我们看不到这个世界。这个一万岁其实是真的可能的，你不要认为不可能说啊、哎、啊，那是佛经讲的，不，它是真实现象。
And can a human being's lifespan and 10,000 years? Do you believe that? And some people may have a question, say yes, I'll believe that. And some people may say no, there's no way.And in the sutra, and we talk about it in the kalpa of increment. And so increment to 84,000 years. And then also the kalpa of diminishing. And from 84,000 years, so diminishing to to one. So in the sutra, we talk about it in these two kalpas. And there is a possible, and human lifespan is 10,000 years.
好像应该到十岁。
Okay, sorry, it's not down to 1 year old, it's 10 year old.
Okay, 所以你看到这个华严经的那个世界里面，真的不是我们现在能够理解的。你现在懂意思了吗？所以我说为什么我要把这个经文拿出来让大家看？这个就是华严经里面的经文，真的就是这样描述的。你要一句一句去读它的时候，就是真的只有赞叹诸佛菩萨的世界，真的非常的不可思议。
And normally we cannot imagine how these description, but this is really from the Avatamsaka Sutra. And the wonder was the amazing world in the Avatamsaka Sutra, and we cannot comprehend in our ordinary mind. And the reason I bring out, I just want to share with you the wondrous world in the Avatamsaka Sutra.
好，它单单那个城周边就是一万个城围绕，对不对？所以那就每一个城就有一个国王了。其中有一个国王的名字叫做一切法音圆满盖王。这个王呢，有五百个大臣，六万个才女，七百个王子。
And we see, and this is a seed of a world, and but there is one world, and there is a king, and called Old Dharma Canopy, perfect sound. And he had 5,000 great ministers, 60,000 maiden in waiting, and 7,000 prince.
好，那这个国王在往昔，就是过去的，他在修菩提道的时候呢，曾经呢非常的有修行，然后呢。具有威德跟善根，所以呢，他能够，所以他所有的功德能够普被难言复提，所以在让众生呢，那个时候的众生都能够丰衣足食，然后安居乐业，所受到百姓非常的爱戴跟拥护。
And at that time, and this renowned king's virtue and merit and spread far and wide and universally covered and Jambuvipa.And the people at that time, and it really likes him and submit to him and to their own accord. And the neighboring countries all become allies, and he had no vengeful enemies.
好，那当然呢，他说当这个世界劫进到简劫的时候，进到所谓的劫浊，我们知道有五浊，对吗？有五浊，进入劫浊的时候，当这个世界劫尽的时候，他说那个时候呢，就看到一些现象，五浊恶世就出现了，五浊的现象在恶世中当时出现，人的寿命就开始减低了，人的生命就变得非常的短。他说那个时候连大地都不生东西了，所以自身的物非常的少，而且渐渐的不够。
And when this Kalpa was about to come to an end in that world, the five turbidity arose. The lifespan of all the people became shorter, and their resources were deficient and scanty.
好，所以那时候呢，连人性都不善了，人的连外观都变得非常的丑陋，然后生活当中多苦少乐，而且人呢常常做恶事。常常争执，互相的诋毁、谩骂，然后挑拨离间，用贪心求一些做一些非法的事情，所以那个时候连疾病也起来了。
It's not only the lifespan and the resources deficient, but also the people's complexions and feature become coarse and ugly, and there was much suffering and little joy, and they exclusively created evil karma, rage and contentAmongst themselves, mutually slander and insulting one another, greedily sold through illegal means. The citizen was impoverished and afflicted with many diseases and plague.
好，风雨不调，所以庄稼就无法收成，所以连园里面的所有的草，连木头都干掉了。
Because of those causal conditions,The wind and rain were not seasonal, and the five grains did not flourish.
所以民众都没有办法生活的时候，就慢慢从其他的城市或者来到这个国王这个城市来投靠这个大王。
Because all the living beings, all the they cannot survive in their world, and so they all scatter about in four directions, and being without any refuge and and reliance, all of them, and to come to this king, and were poop and abandoned, exposed, starving, thirsty, and cold, feeble from illness. All of them, and now take refuge into the king, his lordship.
我就想到说，好像我们当下的生活又有这种状态。有的菩萨在不同的国家里面受到迫害的时候，他们就逃离的国家。到头上一个地方比较安全的国家，比如说很多人到美国来，对不对？当初认为美国这个地方比较安全，同样的道像这样子的。
And this is actually happening in our currently world. And you can see in some other country and in the wartime, and there's a lot of refugee and they trying to run away from the country and fleeing to all the different countries. And back then, a lot of people come to America. It's the same situation.
所以这个国王就发出一个慈心说，哎呀，真是好可怜。他说好，我要来普施一切财物，把一切东西都传来。来让众生能够拿到，所以看到来乞讨的众生呢，他生出一个悲悯心，甚至一个大欢喜心来布施他们。
So this king and feel really bad and feel very compassionate for all these people, and so he universally give all the belongings and to all beings. And upon seeing all those who had come to beg, the king brought forth a mind of compassion and pity. He brought forth a mind of happiness and giving.
好，那这个国王呢，他就当下他发出这样念头的时候呢，他得到一个法门叫做百万阿僧祇大悲法门。他就想，我怎么样来帮助这些众生？他说，对于过去对在那些来这个乞讨的，就好像自己的子女。或是自己过去的父母，甚至是未来的诸佛菩萨的，他就用这样的想法来想他们。所以所有的众生都是过去诸佛的化身，来成就我的布施心。
And this king and among seeing all these people, and he gave rise to this Dharma door, million Asankhya compassion door, Dharma door. And upon seeing all those who had come to beg, the king brought forth a mind of liking his own children, the parents in the past lives, the Buddhas of the future lives.And all sentient beings are transformation bodies of the Buddha in the past to help this king to accomplish the mind of giving.
这个国王呢，不只是布施自己的所有的东西哦，包括财物、王位，所有东西，包括身体都可以布施，这叫内外财的布施。另外呢，众生来的时候就安慰众生，所以给众生所谓的无畏施。另外呢，他也跟众生说法。所谓的法师，他说这个三个布施全部都做了。
And this king literally give everything, and to a sentient being who needs it, his body, his wealth, even his kingship, his lordship, and this is the giving of the wealth, and then also giving his body and anything and they are needed. It's a fearless giving.And also he explained and expounding Dharma to them. This is the giving of a Dharma.
他会想到说，众生来这边乞讨，其实是众生来成就我的布施心的。
And he always thought this way. All living beings are the transformation body of the Buddhas in the past to help me to accomplish the mind of the giving.
好，在这一批人来向国王乞讨，来跟国王。应该说是归投了哈，投向国王的当中呢，有一个长者女名叫宝光明。这个宝光明长，这个女呢，她就是有六十个人围绕着她，她的侍女一直回到来。那这个宝光明她的面貌非常的端正，你看她的修行是金黄色的皮肤，像佛的皮肤一样，然后眼睛干青色，头发也是干青色，这就是佛的特色之一，对吗？另外呢，身出妙香，口中出妙音。然后听到法的话能够无法不忘，他是术士善根来求一切智，所以他就也就走到向这个国王这边走过来。
And at that time in the midst of the assembly, and there was an elder's daughter called Jewel Brilliance. She was proper and upright. Her skin was golden color. Her eyes and hair is a violet blueHer body emit wondrous fragrance, and her mouth and proclaim a Brahma sound. And this golden skin color and the eyes and hair violet blue, these are the two marks of Buddha's 32 marks. And she remembered and upheld all dharmas and that she heard with... without forgetting any, the good roots of her past life nourish and moisten her mind. She always beheld all Buddhas and saw all wisdom.
好，那这个善根女走到这个光面前的时候，就跟他合掌，他说：“我好欢喜，我今天终于可以看到这个大善知识的。我对这个对你呢，想像啊、像我的善知识一样，我具慈悲心、善知识这样想。他说我能够见到你，真是非常的幸运。你真的是我的善知识，你有大慈大悲的心，然后呢又能够摄受众生。”
And when this maiden see the king, and she was in this really, really happy joy, and so she put her palms together. She made obeisance and had the following thought. I am now able to see a great, good, wise teacher. Toward that king, she brought forth the thought that he was a great teacher, the thought he was a good, wise advisor. The thought that he was replete with kindness and compassion.
他不只是这样子哦，他还把他身上的东西，身上的这个珠来供来，应该说他说把身上的那些璎珞、啊、就供奉献给国王，就跟国王讲说，他说你今天所做的一切事情，包括你所说的事、发的愿跟众生所做的一切事情，这些东西呢，你所制造的所有一切法。所有你包括你的色相啊，你的财产啊，你的众生等等这些东西，无边无尽。我希望我未来近未来际，我也跟你完全一样，而且我能够跟着你修行。
So, she immediately removing the necklace and she was wearing, and she held them up and then presented to the king. And then she made this vow. And just as now the great king act as a place of refuge for limitless, boundless, ignorant being. So too, I vow to act in the same capacity in the future.
他说像我希望我未来跟那个这次各王完全一样，同时呢，你所知道的一切法，你所用的一切工具、一切方法，我希望我都能够学到。
And also, and she made a vow in the same way, and the Dharma known to this lordship, and whatever the tool you will use to help living beings, and I make a vow, and I want to be just like you in the future.
他讲这么多哈，包括你摄众生的这些方法无边无尽，你所有的财产等等等等，我希望以后都能够跟你完全一样。
And all this, the paths which he cultivates, the physical features which he has perfected, the wealth that he owns, the assemblies that he gathered in, are boundless and endless, and hard to excel and indestructible. And I vow that in the future, my attainments shall be identical. Wherever he is reborn, may I follow along.And be reborn in the same place.
你看到吗？他往生，他以后到哪个地方去求生，他都要跟随他。你看到这句话吗？好 ，OK， 这是其实很重要的一个地方。
So in where he is reborn, and may I follow along, be reborn in the same place. That's actually very important key point here.
好，然后呢，他又讲说，他说他真的这个啊。宝威王女这个女不宝光明女她很清楚，她又讲说，我知道你的父亲叫净光明，你的母亲叫莲华光夫人。他们刚开始呢，这个净光明国王呢，他很有修行，所以他的国家呢非常的富康安乐，所以他说在人民在他们在父母的统治下面非常的安乐。到慢慢慢慢的这个世界进入劫浊的时候，五浊恶世出现的时候呢，这个常年就是所谓的风雨不调，自然界出现现象嘛，哈，所以常年都不下雨。他说河流都干了，草木都枯了。
And this maiden actually know, and the king's father was pure bright light, and the king's mother was brilliance and of a lotus flower. And the country was really in the beginning, and back then it was was really well, and then full of wealth. And but when the Kalpa is come to the end, and the five turbidity appears, and he ascend the throne and to rule and all under heaven. In the ending of the age, when the evil Dharma arose, year after year, it did not rain. All the pools and streams dried up, and the trees and the grass were parched.
所以那个看得到，那当下那个状态非常的悲惨哈，应该说很悲惨。
And then you can see, and the situation it was pretty bad at that time.
他说，在这个等于他的儿子哈，这个就是讲他的国王。你出生前的七天的时候呢，就发现那个国中出现一些瑞象出现了。他说，包括呢，莲花池里面。大地六变震动，莲花池出现大莲花，而且在莲花光还会发光，所以一切众生看到这个现象的时候都很高兴，说：“哎呀，真的救世主出现了。”
And the maiden told the king is the 7 days before you were born, O king, magical and auspicious and portent first appear. The beholder had this thought, wow, a savior had come into this world. At that time, one day at midnight, the great earth shook in 6 ways. A sudden pool of jewel flowers emitted radiance, as if the sun itself had appeared. The luminescent, like a 1,000 blazing sun,reaching up all the way to Sumeru's summit.
他说国中里面看到国家里面500的功德水500的莲池全部有水出现了，而且莲花都开起来了，然后呢五谷丰收，大家都非常的欢喜，所以知道说哎呀，而且人民是安居乐业，就知道说这个时候已经有一个救世主的出现了。
So everything is start turningAnd so therefore, and from all the phenomena and people with joy, and there is a savior is born.
So 那有一天呢，突然这个莲花当中就生出一尊佛出来，就生出这个国王出来。他说你生出来的时候是结跏趺坐，非常的相好庄严。那这个国王看到好欢喜，就走进这个莲花池，把他抱起来，就抱给他的母亲。他说你看到这个孩子是你的儿子，他说你一定非常的欢喜。他说这个时候这个国王身上放出光明，这个光能够照亮一切的世界，令一切四天下的众生呢能够欢喜，而且呢所有的病全部都除掉了。
And when the day you were born, and atop of the flower sitting upright in full lotus, adorned with the mark of a fine characteristic, and venerated by devas and spirit, andThe former king, that's the king's father, and told his wife. And he literally went into this pond of a lotus and picked up this infant and handed over to the queen and to the king's mother and said, here is your son, and this is the savior. And this king's body and emit light, universally illuminating everywhere. In the four continents, it was able to...dispel darkness and get rid of disease.
所以这个时候呢，说完这个话了之后呢，这个宝光女啊，她就用偈颂，就是我们讲长嚎嘛，偈颂就不断的在称赞这个国王之后，她就站在旁边就合掌，然后这国王就跟这个宝光女讲说，善哉善哉，你真的能够深信，而且知道他人的功德，非常的稀有难得。深信而能够知道他人的功德，非常的稀有难得。他说：“你应该成，你这样当下你这个你发一个这样的念头的时候，你就能够发出一个大勇猛心，普度一切众生，你的功德堂不堂捐。”所以呢，这个国王就拿了一个宝衣，就给了这个宝光美女。这故事就讲完了。
And at that time, after praising the king.O Dharma canopy perfect sound with verses, the maiden jewel brilliance circumambulate the king luminous time and putting her palms together. And she made an obeisance and bow and with almost reverence and stood on the side. And the king and the great king told the maiden, good indeed, maiden. And you can actually deeply believe and understand the merit and virtue in others. This is very rare. And the maiden, and now you are decisive, set your mind upon and turn toward bodhis, and you are able to know such a bodhisattva's merit and virtue as this.
好，你看啊，听完这个故事完毕之后呢，原来就在华严经里面讲，他说当初那个国王的这个一切法音圆满盖王，就是毗卢遮那佛，然后呢，这个光明王就是净饭王，他的父亲就是净饭王。然后莲花光夫人就是摩耶夫人，然后这个宝光童女就是开敷一切树花叶神，那当初的国王所摄受的一切众生就是当下的一切会众。
And after the king praised and, her and he gave her a priceless jewel robe, and the story ends here, and here and we can seeThe king of all Dharma canopy perfect sound actually is the Vairochana dust come one. And king of a bright light is the king white rice. Lady lotus flower is Lady Maya. This maiden jewel brilliance is actually the night spirit blessing all trees and flowers. And the living beings who the king gathered in all,in four all embracing bodhisattva virtues actually are the bodhisattva in this present assembly.
他说我多生多劫都是修这样子行，我多生多劫就是这样子修行，所以到无量劫当中到今天的时候我还是这样修行，所以你善财童子，你今天听到我的故事的时候你也应该要这样修行。
So the night spirit and told Sudana, and I have been practiced this kalpa after kalpa and kalpa after kalpa. And so now I tell you, this is the way I practice. You should practice the same way.
请问你有在这个大会当中吗？
Let me ask you, are you one of the person in the assembly?
有吗？当然有。你不要说法师，那是故事，不，他是重现这个现象，对吗？我今天只是代佛宣说佛法而已。其实我们都在大会当中，不然的话，我们今天没有因缘听到这个东西。
Are you？
所以我就要跟菩萨们讲说，读经就要读到让自己，你像知道，其实我们一直是累生的有善根，不然没有办法因缘听到华严经，讲到华严经，讲到这么细的地方，而且讲到这个这样的修行方法。要像我们一定就是当初的会众，至少我们不是会众，不是摩耶夫人，不是净饭王嘛，不然我们就一定是那里面的会众菩萨了。
Do you believe you are one of the person in the assembly? Of course you are. And today, and when I explain Avatamsaka Sutra, and because the great course and condition together, I was and speaking for a Buddha for this sutra. So, and because the course and condition, you are sitting here to listen this Dharma lecture. Of course, you are one of the person in the assembly. Otherwise, you won't be able to be here and to hear the Dharma.
好，所以然后来再讲说 ，OK， 往 OK 往下这个国地讲说，好。他说会中这些菩萨最后他们都能够成菩提，乃至或是初地或是到十地菩萨，所以这就是当下参加那个会议的参加那个会中里面的都能最后都能够成佛，所以也是佛给我们加持的，对吗？我们以后也会成佛的。
So all those bodhisattva in this present assembly have all attained irreversibility from Anuttarak Samyak Sambodhi. They dwellEither on the first ground or all the way up to the tenth ground.
因为我们一发菩提心，就是成佛的因地。
So because as soon as we give a rise to the resolve of a Bodhi mind, and then we actually already embed the course of seed and in the achieving Buddhahood.
好，今天的这个这样到这边到一个句号哈。那当然他会介绍说 OK 下一次你去参访另外一个善知识嘛，这个后话我们讲。好，我们把今天这个让我们做一点 discussion。
Okay, so the story ends here. So now we're going to have some discussion.
其实你看华严经会觉得哇，都在讲故事了，很好听哦，是吗？是还不错吧？我应该讲的还可以吧？okay.
So you can see in Avatamsaka Sutra, there's a lot of storytelling. So how am I doing today about telling the stories?
okay, 好，在这讨论这边呢，我们要讨论两个人，一个就是一切法音圆满盖王，他就是譬如真老婆，对不对？另外一个是开敷一切树花叶神。好，我们要讨论这两个人。
Now we're going to talk about these two people, two person. The first is the King All Dharma Canopy Perfect Sound. That's Varachina, that's come one. And the other one is this is Nice Spirit.
其实他们都有个特色，他们都是发菩提心，帮助一切众生，用各种方法，对吗？
And they all have something in common and give a rise to body mind and to help all sentient beings.
我们刚才谈到这个一切法音圆满盖王，我们谈到说他用内外财布施，有财施，另外也告诉众生不要害怕，无畏施，带给众生法施，所以让最后他能够成佛，而且是譬如真那佛。
And we talk about this king have three kind of giving away all his wealth and then making all sentient beings feel safe, and that's a fearless giving, and then he teach them Dharma, that's giving of a Dharma.
这尊佛像是杨英佛菩萨做的佛像好，很庄严哈，是吗？
This statue is made by Bodhisattva 杨英峰。
杨英峰菩萨，嘿，对对 ，OK， 好，这就是一切法音圆满盖王他所做的事情，用大布施、财施、无畏施、法施来帮助众生，所以他成佛了。
This king and use this is three great giving of wealth and giving of fearless giving and giving Dharma. So because this is three giving, so he achieved Buddhahood.
好，那另外这个夜神呢？刚开始这个夜神不是百万夜神围绕他吗？他就是在密护众生在夜间吗？这个夜神其实他正的法门叫做菩萨生出广大喜光明解脱法门。这个法门呢，让众生都能够得到欢喜。这个欢喜，全部欢喜都是靠诸佛菩萨的威神力。
And this night spirit, and before we said at night time, and there's a million of the night spirit around him, and then he secretly protect and all the sentient beings. And his liberation door is the Bodhisattva liberation door of a production of a light or vest.And he make a living being feel joy is all coming from the power of the dust come one's awesome virtue.
他法门已经有讲了嘛，我们都讲了，对不对？这个就是善财童子，就这个样就是善财童子，很可爱哈，这是木雕。
You see the statue, that's Sudana.
OK, 好，那最后我们今天把今天的所有的好 ，OK, 我们就要讲一个小故事，题目叫做“你可以等一下吗 ？”OK。
We're going to talk about this story, and the title is called Can You Wait for a Moment?
他说在一个战乱当中呢，有一个士兵正好拿一个枪对着那个老喇嘛打下去的时候，喇嘛说你可以等一下吗？那士兵说反正你早晚要死，为什么要等呢？
And during the wartime, and this young soldier and then put at the gunpoint and want to kill this old lama.And the old lama say, can you just wait for a second? And the soldier say, you're going to die anyway. Why should I wait? Okay.
所以呢，当下呢，这个喇嘛就腾空而起，然后盘腿落地，然后他的绳子就脱离而圆寂了。他的泪角挂着泪滴。为什么这个喇嘛要这样？因为这是一个解脱的人，杀了这个解脱人会有什么罪啊？无间地狱。他舍不得让一个众生因为这样子而让无间地狱，所以他自己神是脱离而出世。
And this old lama rose high in the air and landed with sitting upright in full lotus. His consciousness depart from his body and he went into nirvana. And there was a few drops of tears hanging on the corner of his eyes. And why and this old lama do such thing? And because this soldier and didn't know about all those deadly sin, and he's about to commit it. Because this old lama is a liberated person. So to kill a liberated person, and you're going to stuck in the hell and never have any interval to rest. And then because of that, out of the compassion, the old lama rather end his life early before this soldier will kill him.
所以他这个泪水泪滴，我们他觉得他非常的亲近， 像莲花上面的那个露珠一样， 我们叫莲瓣的露珠， 没有任何东西可以污染他。 这个就是佛菩萨的心， 佛菩萨不忍众生苦， 这就是佛菩萨的心。
And then the few drops of tear hanging on the corner of his eyes, though are just like the beads of dew on pure lotus petals, are most beautiful and pure. Nothing can ever contaminate it. And those are the precisely Buddha's mind, and they will not let sentient beings going through suffering.
所以当下他是不是布施？是，大布施，对吗？ 也是法师，对吗？也有无畏师，有吗？都有了。这个就跟我们刚刚前面那个国王完全一样的。所以这样的故事其实不只是古时候的，现在当下也是这样。所有的婆菩萨就用自己的身体来说法，法师用法师无畏师，那一位还布施，这就是大的布施。
So to end his life early, and it's actually is the great giving, and giving his body. And then also, and the field is giving his body, and then also, and using the giving as a giving to explain the Dharma. So, this is the Buddha's mind. This kind of story is not only happened back in the sutra, also happened in the contemporary time.
好，最后呢，我们把今天的做结论。今天我们对最后讲的是菩萨的悲愿。 每一尊菩萨的悲愿心化成行动来度化众生，所以菩萨的悲愿呢，就是在五浊恶世，他这么污浊的恶世的时候，菩萨就是因为这样子而生大悲心，一生一世一世来调化难强干缓的众生，希望的话能够众生能够离苦得乐。他说发大愿心，行难行，忍不能忍，行不能行，重点就是来度化一切众生。
The conclusion today, Bodhisattva's compassionate vows, the world of five turbidity is defiled and contaminated, but Bodhisattva arises the great compassion mind precisely from that one life after another, to give rise to great vows because of these stubborn and hard to deliver sentient beings. To endure what others cannot endure, to do what others cannot do.
其实，在这一次搬家当中，我也看到非常多的大菩萨哦。你看，我现在当场这边看到谁？吴桂林菩萨，那个什么菩，哎，弘明菩萨。哇，我们真的要给他拍拍手。他们哦，每天都埋在那个9056，9056那边，对着那个木头做各种各种的东西。 其实为了什么？只是为了成就众生呢？像我们今天这个这么舒适的地方，要不是有这些大菩萨，没有办法像今天这样子的。所以这个就是都是菩萨视线。我刚刚讲生老病死是菩萨视线，对吗？所有一切都是众生，都是菩萨视线。还有遮昌菩萨，对对对，是是。对，其实不止啦，我应该说念更多的菩萨的名字，等等等等，OK。
So, and this is not only from Avatamsaka Sutra. And this time we're moving to this location. And then actually I see a lot of great bodhisattvas and all these volunteers and spend hours and hours and days and nights and working. It's not for themselves, and they're trying to make the new home possible so for everybody come here to practice. So it's everybody's effort. And because they are actually the manifestation of a Buddha, it's not only because and the old age and the sickness and the death is the manifestation. But their hard work and represent the Buddha's spirit and to help others and to help all of us.
所以我们应该学习那个长者女，愿意生生世世跟着国王的脚步，学国王行，最后能够度众生而成就菩提道。
And we should really learn from that elder's daughter. And life after life, and she will follow the king wherever he was reborn and will be there and do the same like him.
所以菩萨的悲愿其实就是诸佛菩萨化世的本怀。
And therefore, Bodhisattva's compassionate vow is all Buddhas and Bodhisattva, the true meaning of the elm's round.
好，今天讲到这个地方，阿弥陀佛。